Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into another A Convo with Mo episode. It's your girl Mo Diggs, and I am here with Ashley Kolowole.
Hi everyone, it's your girl Ashley.
Ashley, we're so excited to have you. She is the founder and CEO of the brand Girl Getter. It's more of a collective, I'd say. Would you call it a brand or a collective?
Community, collective. I like collective. I still
collective. We're going to be getting into so much today, guys. Obviously, we're going to get into Girl Getter and all the amazing things that they're doing. We're also going to get into some tea. There's a lot of girls conversations going on the TL, so I want to get into that. And then we're also going to get into just like womanhood, the importance of sisterhood, what it looks like to be a girl's girl. And Mean Girls, like, you know, because they're a part of the community, too. We got to show them love, too. So,
okay.
First things first, Ashley, I don't know if you've been seeing in the media, just this tea, this quick tea. I don't, like, how do you, okay. So, I feel like when the City Girls came out, child, I feel like everybody loved them. It felt like, you know, like, just like a little bit of hood woman empowerment, you know, just like do what you want, get what you can from these men, you know. And yeah, and so how do you feel about like all of this drama surrounding Young Miami and the Diddy case, and also like sorry to all of the people that have been affected by everything that is going on with Diddy and all the crazy stuff that he's involved in. Yeah. But what are your thoughts on like her being involved in all of that?
I definitely think it sucks. Like, she's a young, powerful woman, honestly. Yeah. Like, she has influence on, you know, her core communities. And I think it's just unfortunate. Like, it's one of those things where it brings the wrong attention to her. And however, I don't think any of it is her fault. Like, it's one of those things where a lot of people have dabbled in that space. Unfortunately, though, everything's not her fault, but we do suffer for our decisions sometimes.
Yes.
And what's fun in games isn't always fun in games. So
yes.
I think the whole Miami thing is the whole lesson from the Miami thing, in my opinion, is like, if you want to live that life and have fun and like trick or whatever it is, just be wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It never gave trick and then court documents.
Yeah,
that wasn't part of it. It was
like surviving like, Young Miami, like expose.
I'm gonna take her to what in Rodeo, get her whatever she wants. Like,
what is it? Bottega, Gucci, Louis Prada, whatever she wants.
Like, not, oh my god, the court of law.
Court of law.
No, it never gave that. Ladies, and protect yourself at all costs. That's what it comes down to. Protect yourself at all costs. It's all fun and games until it's not. So also, just make sure the fun is not costly to your life. So
it's safe,
I truly
fun.
Feel like she'll be good in the end of the day. Like, I truly feel that way. But I don't know. As the case unfolds each day, I'm like, wait, I didn't know what was giving all this. Like,
really? What, drug mule? What were you doing?
Blackmail. Yeah. Like,
blackmail. Yeah.
Oh my God. Not jail.
Not jail, baby.
I send her well wishes. It sucks because I do think that, like, she was also just, like, you know, stepping into what seemed like a new campaign for her, the Yams era.
Yes.
And, like, I feel like it's hard. It seems hard. I saw her tweet something the other day, like, I'm back. I was, like, falling out of my bag a little, but I'm back. And I was like, damn, I hope she's not, like, mentally affected by this or, you know, because the fun and games is now given court of law. So, bless her heart.
Bless her heart. What do you think about her and JT kind of like doing their own thing now? I feel like everyone's like, oh, JT knew when to get out of there. Like, do you feel like it's the kind of thing where they're actually kind of just like separating because of everything that's going on? Or are you one of the people that believe like they were never really the best of friends, y'all? They were just a group.
I definitely think they were definitely close. They've always had what seems to be their own group of friends and their own friends individually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I won't say it's like, oh my God, JT, like, knew when to get out. Because any project that you're working on, I feel like as an artist, you start working on it way before
it actually
comes to life.
I think
that it's timely, though, and I do think
time
is on her side, you know? But I think it was one of those things that was going to happen. Like, I think, especially, like, you know, JT kind of, like, taking a back seat at first because she went to jail and then coming out and then them being a duo together, but then them finding their voices separately or having Carisha Please. You know, everyone was kind of looking at JT like, well, what you doing? And I feel like she took her time to chill, you know, and now she's really stepping into, like, who she is confidently. And I keep hearing it, like, oh, I love this organic marketing that JT is doing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, going to clubs, doing shows, and really just connecting with her fans. So I love this era for her. I just think it really worked out her favor. Like,
it did. I will say that is a note, too, you know. I mean, I feel like it's always important to, like, have, like, your girl, but also have, like, a community outside of, like, your bestest friend.
You know, just like, because, it's important. Like,
it is important. Just, like,
especially
people say,
especially in that case.
Yes. Yes. Because we're happy that, you know,
she definitely and you can tell wasn't giving OJT's Miami's tag along because JT's nowhere to be found in the documents, baby. And, so,
Jesus Christ.
JT was with Uzi.
She was with Uzi. She was with Uzi. She was out the way, girl.
She was out Philly. It's like,
So, in the midst of this, we're talking about girlhood, we're talking about, you know, being friends, splitting from friends, doing your own thing, finding your own thing. What is your definition of a girl's girl, and like, how do you embody that in your everyday life?
When I think of a girl's girl, one, I mean, as cliche as it sounds, it's someone who's for the girls, not biasly for the girls. Like, you find, you know, some type of light or something special in anyone. There's no like, oh, you can't sit with me if you don't look like this. You know, you just, you know, I guess I'm gonna kind of take the question into what I encompass as a girl's getter, like you, as a girl's getter, like a girl's girl, like you said, because I feel like that's the best way I can describe it for myself is just, you know, I feel like a lot of people have given me the girl's girl title, and I think I rightfully take it. But when I think of a girl's girl and myself, I just think, one, being a reliable, dependable, genuine person to your friends, one, to your community. I think just being warm and, like, seeing somebody and just finding ways to make them feel seen, like, whether that's in your interaction. I think a lot of times, like, when I see people that I know or I don't know, my reaction is always the same. Of course, if I know you, it's like, oh, my God. If I don't know you, it's like, hey, like, you know, nice to meet you. Like, oh, my God. You know, it's just, there's no spectrum to what you're going to get. It's very consistent. I think a girl's girl is a consistent girl. Yeah. I think she is someone who gives the same most of the time. She's human, so she has her flaws. Mm-hmm. But she pours into the people around her wholeheartedly. And then pours into herself, because I think that's a big one, too. I think that's something I learned last year, like, okay, like, you're for the girls, but you have boundaries too, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure that you put them into place, because how can you give and pour out to people if you're not 100% yourself? You're just going to end up being mean or project feelings that you have in 20 million different places. So I think it's serving the people around you, serving the girls you love, the girls you don't know, just being a genuinely kind person, and then pouring back into yourself.
Mm.
Mix that up and you got a girl's girl. Like,
you got a girl's girl. Dang, that's like a full body, because I feel like no, whenever people talk about girls girl, they only talk about what you're doing for others. They don't talk about like what being a girl's girl means for yourself, like it means to like to take care of yourself as a girl's girl, to like be the fullness of a girl's girl. Because you can't be like for the people if you're not for yourself. You know what
it
I mean?
Work. It won't work. Like, eventually, you're just gonna be like, damn, why am I acting like this? Like, well, you spent your time with everybody else and not yourself. Like,
not yourself. You have
to. You matter too. You are your girl. Like,
are your girl.
Yeah. Like,
really, I love that.
Clock it.
You are your girl. Because if you don't got you, who got you?
Who got you? She, I don't know. You gotta get you. And don't get me wrong, I got some good girls. But last year and like the last 2 years, I'd say, has taught me to like, make sure you show up for yourself.
Showing up for yourself is so important. And I feel like what you're building with Girl Getter is insane, as far as like building that community of women who honestly are showing up for themselves in different capacities. Because I know, I'm going to let you tell it, but I know with Girl Getter, it's not just like, you know, like the it girls or the, you know, 9-to-5 girlies or the stay at home girlies. It's like every girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For everyone.
So what does that look like? Like, what is that? Please tell me what a Girl Getter is.
Yes. Well, a Girl Getter is, well, what Girl Getter is as a whole, and then I'll speak to who a Girl Getter is. What Girl Getter is as a whole is a community of women designed, designated specifically to be a connecting resource, meaningful connections. So just really bringing the girls together, like-minded women together, and sometimes people that may not think alike, and see where they meet and see where they can intersect. I always say a girl getter is an enterprising woman. Like, she's true to herself. Yeah. She may not have everything figured out, but one thing she knows is that she has a goal. And by any means, she's going to get there, right? Mm-hmm. So, like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's in a business or like, oh, I'm you know, CEO. I feel like the term boss is always equated to someone in a business, right? Or like, yes, you know, with a title. But it's like, no, you can be your own boss. Like, you can, yes, you can report to yourself, right? Yeah. And so just the idea that it's not just for someone in business. It's not just for someone working a 9-to-5. It is simply for the girl who is like, you know, I know my purpose. I have discovered what my purpose is. And now let's figure out how we get there. So that's what I think about when I think of a girl getter. I think of someone who is beating the odds. I think of someone who is betting on herself, my theme for the year. And truly just someone who knows, like, okay, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. But it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, right? Yeah. And so life throws a bunch of different things at all of us. But it's just really how you walk around it and knowing that you're not going to ever stay down too long. So when I think of a girl goddess, it's like, oh, yeah, that's her right there.
Yes.
She's so human.
She's human. She's human. And, like, I'm, like, big on, like, pulling out people's purposes and just, like, because I feel like, I actually have friends, Ash, who they have so much talent, but like their friend group is just like not in the same, maybe their friend group is talented, but just not in the same way that they are. So there's nobody to like pull out
the things. Yank it. Mm-hmm.
Pull out the things that are like just so, and it's like, I'm only one person, I can't do it all. Like, you need you need a community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
Of people that are like-minded around you, that are trying to go get it, that are trying to go chase their dreams, that are trying to, you know, pursue their purpose, even if they don't exactly know what it is. And I feel like what you're doing with Girl Getter is that, and just, I want to talk to just, like, the importance of sisterhood and community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, why do you believe sisterhood and female friendship and just, like, communities like Girl Getter are so important in today's age?
It is very important, like you said. The reason I think it's extremely important is because when you really look at, like, life, and honestly, like, you know, just to look at the biblical sense, really, like, you're not meant to actually do life alone. Like, even if we're supposed to look at it, let's say we're looking at it, you know, non-platonically and looking at it as, you know, a man and a woman, like, you're meant to have a partner in life, right? So let's take that and step outside of that and think about community. You are not meant to walk life alone. Life is hard, right?
Like, very hard.
Life is hard. Being alone for too long, isolation, it's never good. And I think the importance of sisterhood and community is really, one, having people who can support you, having people that can carry you on their back when you can't carry yourself. Like, when you're down and out, it is your sisters and your community that will really say, you know what, don't even worry, I got you. Knowing that you have people around you when you can't be there for yourself, that they can take care of things for you in any capacity. I feel like there's just nothing that beats that. You know, obviously, as you know, like, losing my mom 2 years ago, almost, I've always known the importance of community, but that experience and, like, that new journey of life, it taught me something else. Like, you need people to have your back. You need people to be there when you're not strong. And then even in the great times, you want to have people to celebrate with. Yes. Like, I don't want to do all this stuff in life and just have it alone. No, like, I make it, my sisters make it. You know, I make it, my community makes it. Like, I think it's just really important to be able to lean on people and just to know that someone has your back. So I feel like it gets lost these days. Like, oh, no, I don't have female friends. Or like, oh, no, I don't have this. I don't... And it's like, nah, well, okay, go get that. Go get that.
You need that. You need that.
Like, I don't believe the idea of like, oh, no, I don't need... Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And let's not use the word need. Okay, let's say... what's a different word for need that's not like a must? Like, okay, you kind of should.
Yeah, like, you kind of should.
You kind of should. Like, I think it's important.
What's another word? I want to actually...
I'm trying to think need, right?
We don't need, but you... It would be beneficial.
Beneficial. That's a good one. It would be beneficial. Yeah. It would be beneficial to just have a support system that you can share your lows with, your highs with. What did you say recently? You know, you were like, you were talking about like really celebrating like your high highs. You said something that I really
like. Yeah, because like you need, I mean, you need people around you to celebrate your lows so you that know? You can like enjoy your highs.
Together.
You're not celebrate the lows, but just be there with you on the lows. Because if they're not, if you don't have people around you during your low times, when you hit that high part and you look around and you're like, where was y'all?
You know what I'm saying?
When I was in the gutter.
In the gym.
Where was y'all at, you know? It's hard to celebrate with people who weren't there for you.
It is hard.
In that season. But it's not even that. It's not even that they weren't there for you. It's just like you didn't let them in. You didn't ask for help. So
you didn't give them that room.
It don't hit the same. Like I want when I'm celebrating my highs, my girls that were there for me, that I allowed to be there for me in those seasons of just like darkness and loneliness and, you know, just like when I'm grinding and just I want them to be there for me and I want them to be there at that
pinnacle.
When them bottles come in, congrats, Moro Diggs.
You get a bottle.
It really is important.
And I think too, like, just, I think too, this is a big one for me at least, and I think for a lot of people, is your community will remind you who you are when you forget.
Ooh.
When you forget all that God has called you to be, when you forget, you know, the person that you've put out to other people, they'll remind you like, oh, no. Like, when the enemy wants to get in your head, society, whoever, your community, your sisters, your friends, they'll remind you. They'll get you right back to that spot and get you running.
Baby.
You forgot you was that girl.
Come on.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've even had moments where, like, even both of us are like, All right. Okay, it was cute. We were sad for a little bit, but...
Get it back up.
Because I feel like, remember, like, at the top of the year, we had that one conversation.
Oh, my God.
And what did... You were like, I'm betting on myself this year.
Yes.
And I was like, me too.
Q3. Video after video. Like,
hello.
And I remember when I saw, and I love those moments where it's like, oh, my God, sis, we talked about this.
Yes.
And you're doing it. And I'm...
Yes.
Like, that joy that I get from seeing my sisters do the things that they would, that alone is a win. You know, so it's just nothing like it.
There's nothing like sisterhood. I just texted. I got like a reminder of like one of my a conversation that I had with one of my girlfriends, and I was like shouting her out on Instagram, and I'm like, "You're gonna be a star, and I'm so proud of you doing XYZ." It's actually Nemo. So I posted. I found the post, and I was like, my friend's moving to LA. She's going to be a star. You guys better book her because in a couple of years, you won't be able to afford it. And, like, I'm, like, looking at her now. And I'm like, damn, girl, I can't even afford it.
Literally, look at her now. Everything
look at her now. Yes. You need friends around to speak life into you when you can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
And when you can't even, like, reach out to God. You know what I mean? Because I have friends that'll, like, who gonna pray for you?
They gonna go in that.
Who gonna pray for you?
They gonna put you in that journal, baby. Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to writing, sis. Okay. Let's get to writing. And so yeah, like that is 10 out of 10. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've covered just like the importance of sisterhood.
Yeah.
I feel like they're similar to your mom passing. When my mom passed, I was 16.
Yeah.
And I feel like I remember my girlfriends, and we were young. Nobody knew what to do.
Young.
They still were like, okay, let's go to the park. Like, you know, like oh, do
this
you want
to?
This is what we can do. Like, do you want to come with us to, you know, Hershey Park? Like, do you want to? We're doing this. Like, let's. My birthday came up like 2 weeks later after my mom passed.
Yeah.
They threw me a surprise birthday party.
Aww.
You know, and that was actually I was actually surprised. Like, you know when like you have an idea that you're having a birthday party?
Yeah.
I was so surprised. I was like pulling up to the house and I was like, what is this person?
Yeah, Ariana.
What is this person doing walking? Ariana. Like, and then I pulled up to the house and I just am like having that community in those moments. Even like, I mean, I recently saw a post on TikTok about like bridesmaids and like the importance of picking your bridesmaids. Like, we're not, I mean, that's a whole nother podcast episode.
That's a whole nother story.
But, yeah, like, I am so grateful for all of my bridesmaids and like the people that I had around me during wedding season, which is like one of the happiest seasons of your life, but can also be one of the most stressful seasons. Mm-hmm. So they were rocking with me during that wedding season. And then once we got to that day, we was all lit. So they were there with me in the lows and we all got to celebrate in the highs. Yeah. I want to talk about one of your most recent highs. The Rosé and Roses event that Girl Getter and OG Cocktails put together, which was amazing. I will say you guys had the best host. I think her name was Mo Diggs. And
she was hot. She was hot, baby.
Killed it. But please, let's get into the event. Are you guys doing more? What did you learn from doing that event? How do you feel like the people received it? Let's get into it.
Yeah, no, Roses and Rosé was amazing. Like you said, we had one of the hottest hosts. But it was such a good time. And for those who don't know, Roses and Rosé was a Galentine's that OG Cocktails and Girl Getter put together. Our goal was to, of course, bring the girls in the room. Like, Galentine's has been really hot this year. So we wanted to add, a spin on it. I was like, where can we bring something different to the girls? And so we had panels with single girls, single moms, married women, married with kids, engaged girls who've been in relationships for years, and we really wanted to just have a conversation about love and legs, everything. The roster, we wanted there to be someone to speak to everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. Anybody in the room. And I loved it. It was such candid, good conversation. Vibe in the room was so warm. Everyone looked amazing. We wanted the girls to get dressed and really show out. And I honestly think it was 10 out of 10, 20 out of 10, really. The conversations were good. Like I said, we had music, we had food, we had the booth, we had the drinks.
Shout out to OG Cocktails.
And as far as other events, we will definitely be doing other events actually very soon. We'll be announcing that next month. So we got a lot of tea to spill, so we're gonna be doing that. And then we're gonna definitely just have individual events. I know OG Cocktails is working on some things, Girl Getter is working on some things. So a goal that I want to happen is just to have intimate events as well. Mm-hmm. It's hey, maybe you don't want to speak in a room of 50, 60 people, but in a room of 15, maybe you want to be in the room and maybe you're more open to having those conversations. So definitely want to broaden the spectrum and give more options. But yeah, I'm excited for what's to come. And I think Roses and Rosé will definitely be an annual thing, and we'll just make it bigger and better each time. And I really just serve the girls in ways and conversations that they may not be having on the regular.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like when I was there, it just felt like I was in a room with my sisters.
The girls them.
And it didn't feel like it felt like, I mean, I don't know if it was the drinks that had everybody loose, but it felt like everybody. I even made a new friend. I met some girls and I connected. Yeah. And so I feel like that is the perfect space. If you guys are listening and you're looking for community and you're in the DMV or on the East Coast, Girl Getter has these amazing, amazing events where you're connecting with women that are like-minded in the sense of advancing themselves, pursuing their purposes, growing mentally, spiritually, and physically. So
on the head.
Yes, girl. So definitely, definitely make sure you guys are following Girl Getter on Instagram and put on your post notifications so you can be in tune for their next event. Yes. I wanted to talk about, I know you as someone who has a lot of really good female friends. Yeah. I feel like your relationships are really quality. Yeah. And everyone, all of your friends that I speak to always speak so highly of you. Aww. And hold you to such a high regard. Honestly, I wish my friends talk about me like that because I'm crazy, but I wish they did. They speak so highly of you. So I want to know, what qualities do you look for in female friendships? And, how are you able to cultivate? I just did a podcast episode on this, but I'm not an expert. You might be. So, what are some of the, qualities you look for in female friendships? And, how do you maintain and strengthen your friendships over the years, because you have multiple friendships that are like 10 plus years. I got about one. Like, you know, so how are you maintaining multiple friendships? And I know you're also in like a bit of a friend group, so we'll get into that, like what that looks like being in a friend group. So let's talk about first, like, what qualities you look for in a girl. Like, when you're linking up with a girl, you're like, I need you to be quack, 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 quack. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what shows me that there can be longevity here.
Yeah. I'd say, I mean, the word that's really coming to my mind today, and maybe because I'm, like, getting older, but, like, reliable. Like, having a reliable friend, and I don't mean reliable in the sense of, like, oh, like, hey, I need you to walk my dog, and you're going to walk my dog today. I just mean, like, I can depend on you with anything in my life. I know that I can close my eyes and you're like, if I trip, you're gonna catch me. Like, I think there's nothing like a dependable, reliable friend who pours into you, who prays for you. I think that is a big one too. Like, I think when I think of like a solid friend, I also think of you kind of like meet many needs, right? I can call you when, you know, I want to celebrate. I can call you when I'm down and out. I can call you when I want to pray, right? I can call you and say, you want to go to first service or second, right? Like, we check a lot of lists. And I think just being reliable, being a genuine person, being someone who listens, someone who isn't quick to, you know, take offense, which I know we always all, like, I think I'm speaking from a place of a lot of things I've learned in friendship too. And just being supportive. Like, I feel like we take that support word loosely, like, but when you really have someone who supports you, they think of ideas even before you do, right? Like, they're quick to say, hey, you know, last week you mentioned that you like coffee with ice, but I saw that they said coffee was going out of business, so I bought you 10 bottles. That type of person, like, oh my god, you listen. You know what I like. Like, you have my best interests at heart. I think, like, just being reliable, being dependable, thinking of me when I'm not thinking of me is the things that I just really look for. I say right now in this season of my life, and probably many seasons going forward, I think my biggest thing that I look for and that I admire is an intentional friend. I think as I've grown older, I've realized, like, I really, really value intentionality and friendship and sisterhood. It is very important to me.
Yes. Like, that, I feel like that part is a non-negotiable. Like,
it is not, it literally.
I want you to want to be my friend. Yes. Or just a good friend to me as much as I am to you.
You know? I think that, like, intentionality is, like, it goes a really long way because we're getting older. It's so easy to just let things go on. And I'm guilty too. Like, I'll have to think, like, dang, like, when's the last time you know what? I know she loves this. Let me get this for her. Oh my God, I'm in a store. I'm thinking about you. Like, oh my God, so-and-so would love this. Let me buy it for her. And that could be with anything. Let me pray for her. You know, so being an intentional friend is very important. And actually, let's bump that to the top of the list for me.
Yeah. Like, everything else is cool. But if you're intentional,
we're gonna be here with it.
I want to talk a little bit about your new endeavor, which is Girl Getter Related. GGNGist. Your first episode just dropped with Victoria. I don't know Victoria's last name, so I'm gonna let you share it. But
Victoria, Victoria Marafa.
Let us know about the first episode and, like, what we can expect.
Oh my gosh, so good. I'm so excited. This is something I talked about like 2 years ago, and I'm finally bringing it to life. So I'm very excited. The first episode of GGNGist was with Victoria. Call her Toria. She talks a lot about balancing being in school, being a nurse, and then she also recently just launched her business. And I thought she was the perfect person to kick this off because she covers so many different realms. Like, you have a career, you know, what one would put in the 9-to-5 bubble, right? Then you launched a business, and then you're a student Like, yes. A lot of individual people look like this. They can relate to this, yes. You know, from one person. And I thought she was the perfect person to kick this off. I think she wears many hats and wears them very well. Yes. You know, one would probably never even know all that she's doing, mm-hmm. right? And so with Gigi and Gist, the goal is to catch the gist. If you're, I don't know if, like, do non-Africans say gist, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. But okay. I think it's, yeah. Like, I believe
we be chewing that word up. But
we do be chewing that word up. Just me. Like,
just me. But the concept of Gigi and Gist is, let's have a conversation about what you have going on in your life, how you're navigating it, how you're mastering what you're doing, because, you know, I don't think anyone's perfect at what they do, right? But some people are damn good at it, right?
Yes.
I want to have these candid conversations with the girls for them to share things that people might not have known that would inspire somebody else. Like, mm-hmm. dang, like, I didn't even know that. She's killing it, you know?
Yes.
So I think, you know, when we think about what to expect, I have, I think this season's going to maybe be like 6 to 8 episodes. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be able to hear from different people in different places, in their perspective spaces. And it won't just be, like I said, you know, I always harp on this. It won't just be someone who owns a business.
Yeah.
It won't just be someone who has a specific career field. It can be anyone.
Yeah. Like literally a student.
Literally a student who mm-hmm. is beating the odds or just really excelling in their mm-hmm. space and has a lot to say and a lot to offer to those in the same area as them. So definitely be on the lookout. It's gonna get funner, hotter, juicier. And this is all under Girl Getter TV.
Okay.
So this is just one thing, you know.
Okay.
Definitely gonna do a whole bunch of different type of segments that speak to different people. So I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. When I think of GGTV, I'm, you know, like, my goal is to have this picked up by, like, a major streaming company, you know, where we can open the room, have different conversations, all around. So this is truly only the beginning. The vision I have for this is so big, and I'm extremely excited, and you guys should be too.
Yes.
Might just have your girl more digs next.
Oh, girl, you know I'm ready for you whenever you call on my Instagram.
She called me from Atlanta and said she missed me.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. No, literally, like, call me, boo. I'm there with you, Mimi, and I'm so excited. I feel like the conversations are just going to be so organic and so, like, uplifting and empowering.
Yeah.
I want to talk about empowering future generations. Because I feel like, Girl Getter, there's no cap. I mean, we have a target audience, but there's no cap, right? So as a girl's girl and a girl getter, what advice would you give to young women and girls seeking to cultivate meaningful relationships and supportive friendships with other females?
Wow, that's a good loaded question.
Like, well, you didn't have that one in the notes.
Like, ooh, baby. Okay, so I'd say my advice, my number one thing is be true to who you are. Right?
Yeah.
Be open and inviting to who you are now and who you might be in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be open and inviting to seasons of change. I think seasons of change are really pruning and they really build character.
Mm-hmm.
As far as cultivating relationships and, you know, building community or just being a part of community, I'd say be more open, right? Mm-hmm. Put yourself in spaces that are uncomfortable, because I think when you're uncomfortable, it really births something good, right? You're not meant to be comfortable all the time. That's sometimes how I feel like stagnancy births.
Yes.
So be open to putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, good uncomfortable situations, right? Don't be doing enough for crazy, but
like
I don't even know, y'all.
Guys, we're also filming on camera, so Ashley saw my eyes. But like, I mean, like, you know, like not like Young Miami. Like, don't be like, you know,
don't those uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, like get into like normal uncomfortable situations. Like,
you know, like uncomfortable situations where it's like, I'm uncomfortable, but I'm only uncomfortable because I'm outside of my comfort zone.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The zone, the bubble, like
the first safe your zone. Bubble, yeah.
The safe zone, right? Like, just find a safer zone, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be my advice. Like, go to things like, you know, I want to say, like, a part of my bet on yourself year, like, do things that you haven't done before, right?
Yeah.
If I'm like, yeah, I don't really go to these type of events, well, why not? Go. See how you like it. I have this thing lately that I've been, like, a part of my rebrand for Girl Getter has been, like, just thinking about, like, dang, sometimes you just need to be in the room, right? What rooms do you need to be in? Figure out the rooms you need to be in and why. go there and see what you leave with. And I promise it'll be a good thing. I think too, just letting go of some of like the past experiences and traumas. I think a lot of times our experiences, our traumas and fear end up holding us back. A lot of times, you know, just having bad situations. People have been burned by friends. People have been, you know, maybe upbringing that just wasn't so good that has now shaped their outlook on life. Like, be open to demystifying and debunking what happened and welcome new experiences. Change your outlook on certain things that may have been bad. I think really helps as well. Life is not meant to keep you in the experiences that didn't serve you. They're it's meant to push you to have new experiences and change the narrative. So I think that's a really big thing when you're just thinking about like stepping into who you are, following your purpose. I think a key one, this is like so probably not even really a part of the question, but I do this and it helps me. I mood board a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like we are like these ever-changing people and we have like things that we desire. And sometimes I'll be like, I really like this. Then I'll say like, why? Why do I like this? Why is it inspiring me? And then I'm like, okay, go mood board and like explore what you're feeling and then go back to it later. And I think over the years, this is like, you would have thought you asked me like an activity to do, but it's something I enjoy so much. And I look back on like everything I've ever mood boarded over the last few years. And I can also see my evolution as a person. And I enjoy that too. So just explore yourself, explore who you are, figure out what you like. And like, ask yourself like, do I really like this?
Yeah.
You don't have to do things you don't like as well, but I think it's fair to give things a chance. Right.
My last question for you, Ash, is, what is something that you want people to know about you that they don't see when they first meet you?
Huh, that's a good one. Yeah. Oh my God, I don't know.
Love you're shy. Are you shy?
Oh my God, that's a good one. I'm secretly very shy.
No, not that one. Something else. Something else.
I'm secretly very shy. I'm actually pretty scary. I'm actually pretty scary when it comes to a lot of things. Like,
yeah, I feel like,
what'd you say?
I wouldn't guess that.
Yeah, like I am, it takes me a lot of time. Like, this is something I'm working on, thank God, and I think I'm getting better at. But it takes me a lot of time, a lot of time sometimes to actually do the things I say I want to do. Because I'd be so scary. Like, I, you know, create anxiety or will worry about the outcome that hasn't even come yet. I've already decided that, oh my God, what if.
Yeah.
I think I'm like, damn, like, I'd be scary. I'm scary. I feel like sometimes I exude confidence and I just like
you do.
I didn't know that about myself until like my friends or people around me told me that. And I was like, what? Like, I feel like a habit I'm trying to get out of is like walking into a room with my head down. Yeah, like it's a habit I'm trying to break because I'm like, oh my God. Like, but I don't think I exude that. I don't think I emulate that or give that off. And I don't think that's things like people would know about me. It's like how scary I can actually be when it comes to like the littlest of things or like the things that sometimes tap my confidence, you know? I don't think I give that off, but it's something I definitely deal with. I don't want to use the word struggle. I don't think it has like a stronghold on me, but it's something I'm definitely working through. Like, and that's why this year is titled Better Yourself for me.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're definitely betting on you. I'm betting on you. I'm betting on myself this year.
Period.
I'm betting on Girl Getter too.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. Ashley, can you share where people can find you on social?
Yes, you can follow Girl Getter at GRL.GETTER on Instagram and the Girl Getter TV, Girl Getter TV on YouTube and www.thegirlgetter.com. As for me, myself, _ Dolly P on Instagram and on TikTok and on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ashley. And make sure you guys follow her and at A Convo with Mo on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else. And where else? Me at Mo Digger with 2 E's and 3 G's. And that's it for today, guys. And we are done in 5.